Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Mario Ritter, Jr. This program is designed for English learners. So we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
Coming up on the show, Brian Lynn brings us the Health and Lifestyle Report. He tells about plans to offer to many poor countries a very effective twice-yearly shot to prevent HIV infection. Experts have called the treatment the closest the world has ever come to developing a vaccine against HIV. We close the show with the Learning English Lesson of the Day, based on our video series, Let's Learn English. But first, a report out of Mexico, where people are calling for special recognition of hundreds of underground lakes known as the Ring of Cenotes. Here is Jill Robbins with the story.
In the Mexican state of Yucatan, hundreds of underground lakes form a semicircular shape in the northwestern part of Yucatan state. They are called the Ring of Cenotes. The lakes provide water for the area, but they are also part of a dispute between local people and pig farmers. The cenotes are also important to local people who earn a living by leading foreign visitors into the caverns to swim and explore. Maribel Eich lives in the community of Pomun, near the cenote known as Santa Maria. To native Mayans like Eich, cenotes are holy. She calls the Santa Maria cenote her neighbor. That belief is behind a legal action or lawsuit that aims to have the Ring of Cenotes legally recognized as a person. Personhood would give the lakes the same rights and protections of law that human citizens have. A Mayan organization called Guardians of the Cenotes has brought the lawsuit. It aims to keep large pig farms out of the area because they are affecting the water quality of the underground lakes. If the group wins, the lakes will become the first ecosystem in Mexico to be considered a person. There have been other such cases worldwide, such as the Whanganui River in New Zealand or the Comimenem River in the Brazilian Amazon. Eich is a member of the Guardians group. The threats to cenotes have been growing. Cities in Yucatan are growing, and there are new breweries and soybean fields in the area. But what most worries the guardians of the cenotes are the pig farms. Mexico's Ministry of the Environment reports that 507 pig farms are operating near the Ring of Cenotes. There is little to no control over what happens to the thousands of liters of water containing pig waste from the farms. Yameli Aguilar is a biologist from the Autonomous University of Yucatan. He said the polluted water goes into the aquifer. A study carried out last year by the Ministry of the Environment found E. coli bacteria in 20 cenotes near pig farms. The state has named the land a natural protected area, and it is an important wetland. Lourdes Medina is a lawyer who represents the guardians in the legal case. She said the government still has failed to prevent serious contamination from taking place. Eich and others created the Guardians of the Cenotes group to lead the fight against one pig farm built near Homun in 2017. They organized protests and legal actions without any effect. A year later, six children from Homun brought a case demanding their right to water and a healthy environment. A judge ordered the farm closed. In 2022, the group began its personhood legal action. If successful, it would affect 52 communities within the ring of cenotes. A Yucatan state judge has ordered officials not to give permission to any project that could affect the area until the lawsuit is settled. That could happen at the beginning of next year. Pig farms and other large industries come to the area because of the availability of water. The farms use a lot of water to cool the animals and clean their waste. The industry says it is not causing the contamination. Carlos Ramayo Navarrete is director of the Pig Farmers Association in Mérida. It represents the largest pig farms in Yucatan. He said the problem comes from a lack of drainage systems in cities and small pig farmers. Navarrete said small pig farms are not as officially regulated as the big farms he represents. He said around half the water the farms use is reused. In addition, he said all of the farms have treatment systems to reduce pollution in their wastewater. The remaining water is then used as fertilizer. However, both the Ministry of the Environment and Aguilar, the biologist, have said that the measures taken by the industry are still not enough. Back in Homun, Maribel Ek enjoys swimming in the waters of the cenote. She said that she has learned the cenote is a blessing, a dark hole that becomes a friend. And, she added, that's why we demand rights for our cenotes. I'm Jill Robbins.
A yearly two-shot treatment shown to be highly effective in preventing HIV infections is to be offered at low cost to people in 120 poor nations. Experts have called the treatment the closest the world has ever come to developing a vaccine against HIV. HIV stands for Human Immunodeficiency Virus. It is an infection that destroys cells of a person's immune system and makes it difficult for them to fight off diseases. The HIV virus can progress to the related disease AIDS. The World Health Organization, WHO, explains that AIDS is a term used to describe the most advanced stages of HIV infection. American-based drug maker Gilead is the developer of the medication called lenacapavir. The drug is already sold under the name Sunlenca to treat HIV infections in the U.S., Canada, Europe, and elsewhere. But Gilead plans to seek approval soon for the medication to be used to prevent HIV infection. Studies have shown the twice-yearly injection was 100% effective in preventing HIV infections in a study of women. And another recent study found the drug worked nearly as well in men. Winnie Byanyima is the executive director of UNAIDS. She told the Associated Press that the shots had worked so well, she sees them as an unprecedented treatment. Byanyima praised Gilead for developing the drug, but she noted that the world's ability to stop HIV/AIDS also depends on its use in at-risk countries. Gilead has said it plans to offer low-cost, generic versions of lenacapavir for sale in numerous poor countries with high HIV rates. These are mostly in Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Caribbean. However, the company does not plan on launching the drug in most of Latin America. HIV infection rates are far lower in Latin America than Gilead's targeted countries. But critics of the drug company's deployment plans say HIV in these countries is increasing. So several groups have called on Gilead to reconsider its plans to include sales in Latin America. In a recent report, the United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS, noted the number of AIDS deaths last year, an estimated 630,000, was the lowest since 2004, when AIDS deaths were at their highest. The organization suggested the decreasing numbers mean the world is now at a historic crossroads with a chance to end the epidemic. There are other methods to protect against HIV infection. These include condoms, daily pills, and bimonthly shots. But experts say the Gilead twice-yearly shots would be especially useful for underrepresented groups. These could include people fearful of seeking care, including gay men, sex workers, and young women. Byanyima told the AP the treatment would be a miracle for these groups because it means they just have to show up twice a year at a clinic and then they're protected. A collection of 15 activist groups in Peru, Argentina, Ecuador, Chile, Guatemala, and Colombia recently wrote to Gilead to voice their concerns. They are asking for the generic version to be made available in Latin America. They say there is alarming inequity there in providing new HIV prevention tools with infection rates rising. Countries including Norway, France, Spain, and the U.S. have been paying more than $40,000 per year for Sunlenca. But experts have said it could be produced for as little as $40 a treatment once generic production expands. In a statement, Gilead said it has an ongoing commitment to help enable access to HIV prevention and treatment options where the need is the greatest. Among the 120 countries approved for the generic version are 18 mostly African nations that make up about 70% of the world's HIV cases. The drug maker said it is also working to establish fast, efficient pathways to reach all people who need or want lenacapavir for HIV prevention. Dr. Chris Byrer is the director of the Global Health Institute at Duke University in North Carolina. He said it will be greatly useful to have the Gilead shots available in the hardest-hit countries in Africa and Asia. But he added that rising HIV rates among groups, including gay men and transgender populations, represents a public health emergency in Latin America. I'm Brian Lynn.
Now Brian Lynn is here to talk more about his health and lifestyle report. Thanks for joining me, Brian.
Of course, Katie. Glad to be here.
This week's report was about a new drug designed to prevent HIV infections. We learned the twice-yearly shots are to be offered to people in 120 poor countries. The report contained several health-related vocabulary words that might be new to English learners. Why don't we discuss one for our listeners?
Okay, sure. That sounds good. Let's take a look at a term we actually use quite often in health and medical stories, and that is immune system. So a basic definition for this word would be a complex system in the body, including things like cells, tissues, and organs, that react in some way to help the body fight off different infections and diseases.
Right. So the immune system is designed to quickly activate its defensive tools when it identifies an infection or other sickness in the body. And the immune system can use different methods to identify and fight disease, correct?
Yes, that's right. It might be helpful to go over some examples. With some sicknesses like the flu or COVID-19, many people experience a rise in body temperature called a fever shortly after the infection enters. This is an immune response activated to use the increased heat to help destroy the invading bacteria or other sickness-causing material. Another example would be when a person cuts themselves and the body sends white blood cells to the area near the cut, which causes redness and swelling. And this is an immediate immune response designed to prevent that infection from further spreading.
Ah, okay. Thanks again for joining me, Brian.
You're welcome. Thank you, Katie.
That music means it's time for the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. My name is Andrew Smith, and I'm joined by Dr. Jill Robbins. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Andrew.
Our lesson is based on our video series, Let's Learn English. The series shows Ana Mateo in her work and life in Washington, D.C. Here's Ana introducing herself.
Hello, my name is Ana Mateo.
If you've been watching Let's Learn English, you know that Ana has a big imagination. Imagination helps you form pictures or new ideas in your mind, sometimes about things that are not real. So to get started with our lesson, I'm going to ask Andrew to use his imagination.
Uh-oh. What if I'm not feeling very imaginative?
Don't worry. I'm going to ask you some easy questions to begin.
Okay.
Would you rather be a professional tennis player or a professional musician, like a concert pianist?
You know I love both of those. But I think I'd rather be a concert pianist because you can play piano for your whole life. but you can only be a professional athlete when you're young. Plus, even good athletes lose a lot when they compete.
That's true. Now, would you rather be able to fly or be invisible?
Ooh, now you're really asking me to use my imagination. Unfortunately, neither one of those is possible, but I think I'd rather fly. It would be so easy to get from place to place. How about you?
I think I'd rather be invisible because then I could go anywhere I wanted to. I don't know. It might cause some trouble, though.
Yes, I think so. Okay, so Jill, I think we'd better connect these questions to Anna and the video series.
Yeah, we'd better do that. Lesson 24 of Level 2 of Let's Learn English teaches two expressions you just heard Andrew and me use.
Those are the expressions would rather and had better. Would rather asks what you prefer to do or be. And we use had better to give advice in a strong way, almost like the word must.
In lesson 24, Anna imagines she has special powers, just like some famous superheroes from the movies, such as Spider-Man or Superman. For example, Superman can fly and lift very heavy objects.
The lesson begins when Anna asks a young man about superheroes. Listen for the expressions, you'd better and I'd rather.
Hi, I see you like superhero culture. Me too. In fact, tonight I'm going to the big superhero convention. Are you going?
I don't know.
Well, you'd better decide soon. Last year, it sold out. So, since we're talking about superheroes, would you rather become a superhero by accident, like Spider-Man, or be born a superhero, like Wonder Woman? Take your time. It's a big question. I thought about it for days.
Okay, if I had to choose, I'd rather be born a superhero.
I'd rather become a superhero by an unexpected accident.
Aren't all accidents unexpected?
I think the young man is pretty smart by saying that Anna did not need to use the word unexpected.
Yes, in the lesson, you'll see that the boy thinks in a more clear way than Anna does.
But Anna has an excuse because she has an accident. Here it is. And listen to Professor Bot explain.
What was that? Are you okay?
I'm better than okay. I feel super.
Oh no, Anna was just hit by lightning. She had better get help. We use had better to give advice. It is very informal and stronger than should or ought to. For example, Anna says,
you'd better decide soon. Last year, it sold out.
When we use had better, we usually shorten the word had for personal pronouns. We use would rather to say what we or someone else prefers to do or have. For example, the boy says,
okay, if I had to choose, I'd rather be born a superhero.
With would rather, we also shorten the word would when used with personal pronouns. Keep watching and listen for had better and would rather.
Anna was hit by lightning. That is serious. And sometimes people die when that happens. So, naturally, the young man is worried about Anna.
You'd better see a doctor.
I've never felt better.
You were just struck by lightning, and what happened to your hair and your clothes?
I don't know. Wait, I do know. This is my super suit, and this is my origin story.
What are you talking about?
An origin story tells the beginning of a superhero. You should know that.
You're not making any sense, lady.
I would rather be called Lightning Bolt Lady. It'll sound great in a theme song.
Lightning Lonely.
Don't worry, Anna is feeling great and says the lightning strike gives her an origin story. The word origin, spelled O-R-I-G-I-N, means the beginning, cause, or source of something.
For example, the origins of rap music were mostly in New York City in the late 1970s. That's where it began.
Anna thinks she has an origin story and superpowers. But the young man thinks she needs help.
Now I need to find my superpowers. Wait, don't tell me. I'll read your mind. You are thinking you'd like to be my super helper.
I was not thinking that.
That you'd like to live in a treehouse.
No.
That you should eat more vegetables.
Please stop talking. You really should get some help.
Mind reading is not my superpower. Maybe I can become invisible. I am invisible. You can't see me. Who am I? I'm not here. You can't see me.
I can see you, and so can everybody else.
Anna's superpowers are clearly not working. And the boy thinks he'd better go with Anna to make sure she is okay. But Anna would rather go by herself.
I'd better go with you. You might get worse. That's even possible.
That's very nice of you, ordinary human, but I'd rather go by myself. This is a quest.
Every time you speak, I get more confused.
A quest is a part of all superhero stories. You really need to work on your superhero studies. Now, stand back. I've never flown before.
And you're not flying now.
Flying is not my superpower. That's too bad. It's going to be expensive to Uber everywhere. You know, I'd rather walk. It's a nice day. Goodbye, non-super person.
I'm not talking to strangers again.
I think lesson 24 of level 2 is one of the funniest episodes of Let's Learn English. Felix, who is the young man, appears in some of the other episodes, like the duck boat story. He's a great comic actor, I think. Listeners, you should definitely try to watch it.
I agree, they should. Now, before we finish today's lesson, let's explain more about the word quest. Listen again.
That's very nice of you, ordinary human, but I'd rather go by myself. This is a quest.
Every time you speak, I get more confused.
A quest is a part of all superhero stories.
A quest is a long and difficult search for something. It often takes months or years to do. Quest is spelled Q-U-E-S-T.
You know, I think learning to speak a foreign language can be like a quest. You have to keep working at it for a long time.
That's so true. The good news is, if you just keep studying and practicing in a smart way, you will usually reach your goal.
So, listeners, use your imagination. Picture yourself speaking fluently, clearly, confidently, and easily in English. One day, you will get there.
And you don't need to be struck by lightning to be able to do it.
Thank goodness. Well, it's time to go, so we'd better say goodbye.
Oh, but don't forget, lesson 24, like all of the lessons of Let's Learn English, has a lesson plan you can download for free. The plans can be helpful for both students and teachers.
And remember that you can also find us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. Thanks for listening to the lesson of the day on the Learning English podcast. I'm Andrew Smith.
And I'm Dr. Jill.
And that's our show for today. But join us again tomorrow to keep learning English on the Voice of America. I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm